broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for March 5th in the year of our Lord, 2024. This is Hour 2 of 2, the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country. To do so on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States of America as our guide. The checks and balances are brilliant to chain down those who seek for power. We, on this broadcast, don't seek for power. We seek to pull it down. Welcome to the broadcast. We reject revolution unless it's a Jesus revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. All right, it is Super Tuesday, folks. Get out and vote. For sure, if you're into the primary stuff, and you know, we'll see what's happening. You got 16 plus states and some territories and everybody else that'll be voting. Polls close 7-8 o'clock local time wherever you are. So get on it. Even Taylor Swift encourages followers to head to the polls on Super Tuesday. Now I got to give Taylor a little bit of credit. I'm not really a big Taylor fan. I like some of her old music. Her modern stuff and her liberal agenda and her promotion of abortion and, you know, gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender stuff I got a problem with. But look, everybody thought that she was going to use the Super Bowl as a way to back Joe Biden and whatever. None of that happened. Now she's saying, look, go to the polls and vote for the candidate that you believe is best. I think that's a wise message for her. Picking sides, promoting Joe Biden or downing Donald Trump or getting in the middle of that melee and mess is a derail for her career and everything else. I like a lot of that idea where churches and others are just saying, listen, get out and vote. Taylor Swift encourages followers to head to the polls on Super Tuesday. I would encourage you the same. I mean, me and Taylor are on the same page on this one, amazingly enough. So anyway, I thought I'd bring that to your attention. All right. Let's see if we can play a little clip of Taylor about this. She was on Instagram and made some written statements and everything else. We're having a hard time getting a cut. Let's see what she has to say here.
This award and every single award given out tonight were voted on by the people. And you know what else is voted on by the people? Is the midterm elections on November 6th. Get out and vote.
There you have it. So she didn't pick sides. She didn't play games. She didn't the conspiracy that somehow she was going to back Joe and use the Super Bowl and this was a big old plan. None of that materialized, folks. None of it. So anyway, I commend Taylor because she's right. People should get out and vote. Vote your conscience. Study the candidates. Figure out what you believe is best aligned with your values and the values of America, please. Anyway, that's what I'll say on Super Tuesday. All right, we've got an interesting column written by our buddies over at pop.org. You say, who the heck is pop.org? Population Research Institute, pop.org. And Stephen Mosher is the guy over there that's my friend. Stephen W. Mosher does a phenomenal job, pop.org. And his headline says this, yes, COVID came from a lab. When will the mainstream media quit gaslighting us? ? Boy, howdy, is that insightful. Yes, it came from a lab. When will the media quit gaslighting us about this? They mock you and say that you're a conspiracy theorist and you're not telling the truth, and they ridicule and everything. Well, now the evidence is coming forth step by step, little by little. I told you that it was bogus from the start. We'll tell you how we knew it was bogus from the start in a minute, but even the Wall Street Journal, of all places, now admitting to it. The Wall Street Journal just referenced a report. They breathlessly reported that the COVID virus was manufactured in a lab. It even hinted that the lab in question might have been ready, drum roll, please. The Wuhan Institute of virology. Folks, what is happening? They breathlessly tell you that it was in a lab. They're so late to the game here, but I at least have to give them some credit. The Wall Street Journal admitting the truth, right? Think about that, folks. The Wall Street Journal literally, you know, highlighted this. The column that Stephen Mosher wrote is, yes, COVID came from a lab. When will the media quit gaslighting we the people? But the Wall Street Journal really doubled down on this. Here's the headline from the Journal. Where did COVID come from, they ask? Where did COVID come from? New documents bolster the theory that it not only escaped from a laboratory, but was developed in a lab. Nicholas Wade with the Wall Street Journal reporting this, WSJ.com. So I find this fascinating. We finally get this information. They finally roll this out and admit to it. Where has the mainstream press, where is the Wall Street Journal, where has all these clowns been for the last 4 years? In 2020, we told you that it was leaked from a lab and that it was possibly intentionally leaked and all this stuff. They lied and mocked and ridiculed, and Fauci knew better, and now more and more and more evidence is coming. It's one thing for the government and for the media to say, we don't know the origins. But they doubled down against anybody who said that it was from a lab. They went on the offensive. They turned everybody who said it was from a lab into a conspiracy theorist by labels and manipulation and dishonesty. Now we find out 4 years later, even the Wall Street Journal is admitting the truth. How do we know the truth? Well, Stephen Mosher wrote an article that got posted in the Post that highlighted this back in the day, and he had evidence and information that proved it. They mocked and laughed and ignored and jeered. Well, they did the same thing with the dossier on Donald Trump, right? Now they got caught doing the same thing on COVID. This is a big, big, big story. Not because it's new information. It's not new to us. What's big is that the mainstream press is now admitting to it. They're now acknowledging it and saying, yeah. I mean, think about it. Their headline, "Where did COVID come from?" asks the Wall Street Journal. New documents bolster the theory that it came, not only escaped from a laboratory, but was developed in the laboratory. Now the only question left that you got to get to, which I've told you for years about as well, did it escape by mistake or was it intentionally released from the laboratory? See, I submit to you that it was intentionally released. They haven't got that far yet, but they're getting closer every single day as they're being forced to admit the truth, as documentation gets released, as doctors double down and tell the truth, as I mean, I can go on and on. Now, some of the doctors are clowns and need to be arrested for their criminal activity. But there's a bunch of information over at Slay News highlighting this criminal activity as well. And speaking of that, we had on Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org with me yesterday, and we talked about this in detail, and we have for the last couple of weeks. Okay? The headline says this, fired COVID nurse Gail McCrae goes public, exposes mass vaccine deaths. SlateNews.com with this piece. It is riveting, the 4 and 5 article series that they've reported on this with details and facts and documented information. It's incredible. Hospital officials literally ordered staff to cover up vaccination-related deaths, often by listing, quote, fully vaccinated dead patients as, quote, unvaccinated, and marking the cause of their death as COVID, despite COVID-19 being the most inflammatory disease process that humanity's ever seen. Experienced hospital staff were blocked from administering steroids. That's the best treatment for inflammatory problems as we know it. What were some of the adverse side effects, you might ask? They were uncommon blood clots, bleeds, heart attacks, strokes, and Bell's palsy. increasing in frequency in the early months of the vaccinations. Now, let me be very clear here. I got Bell's palsy. I didn't take the vaccine, but I got it from the COVID. Yeah, when I got COVID the first time, they claimed I didn't get COVID. Oh, no way. You couldn't have got it that early. They lied. Well, then I got Bell's palsy. And then all the experts said, oh, man, you had COVID. And that's what caused your Bell's palsy. I got a lot more to report on in seconds. You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable live.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly. But I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
All right, Sam Bushman live on your radio. We're talking about the vaccines and how evil and dangerous they are. We're talking about the truth is they covered up the criminal activity going on in hospitals all across the country, and now they're getting caught. Slay News with more details. The hospital's charting system, for example, was rigged. Yeah, rigged to not show post-vaccination breakthrough infections. So if you were vaccinated and they documented that you got vaccinated, then you got infected. They don't want to document that. They don't want to admit that people that are vaccinated got COVID. Now, they were forced to admit that later, but they lied about it and they rigged the hospital systems against it, explains this nurse. Now you say, well, this nurse, how do you know she's telling the truth? Well, she's not alone. McCray and several medical professionals, including Dr. Christian Northrup, founded the new organization, Stand Firm. The new organization is called Stand Firm. I guess it's Stand Firm Now is the name of the firm. Stand Firm Now. Their goal is to gather expert witness testimony from medical practitioners, along with notarized affidavits and more. They want to get that information to make sure it's accessible to every litigating attorney in the world. Think about that. They say they're so confident in the information that they have, these medical professionals, that they're literally getting affidavits, they're getting documentation, notarized affidavits, etc., highlighting what they've discovered and found. Anyway, great, great, great stuff with Lowell Nelson yesterday. We also talked about this incredible article from Ron Paul. After 2 years, neocons are desperate for more war in the Ukraine, writes Ron Paul. Ron writes, it's getting harder and harder for the American people to choke down the lies, the war lies of the neocons or the deep state. That's something that should make us feel optimistic. He's basically saying, hey, the fact that no one's buying the lies about war anymore is a good sign, and he's right. And I hope we can stand up more. Stand up more and stop these shenanigans. We don't need war. We need peace. Anyway, according to a Harris poll taken earlier this month, some 70% of Americans want talks to end the Ukraine war. And here's what's interesting. Vladimir Putin on Tucker said he was for talks for less war, but the United States won't let them. Then the Ukrainian president, what a clown, said, Tucker, you can interview me for $1 million. Tucker, of course, decided, no, I won't do that. Anyway, the bottom line is we tie that warmongering with torture. And now Judge Andrew Napolitano writing about torture. The torture is poor memories. The torturer's poor memories is the problem. Anyway, we talked about that in detail, about how we've become a torture nation, and that torture nation has absolutely got to stop, right? We can't have that. In America, you just can't have the Americans doing the torture, and we're supposed to hold the moral high ground, are we not? We also talked about the Utah legislative session. I always consider the nation under siege when it's Utah legislative session. But they say in review, it's a grassroots preliminary report basically highlighting what's going on. There's a lot of good bills. There's a lot of bad bills, folks. What does Sheriff Mack think of the war on drugs? He has been in that battle and has insights on the topic. We discussed that with Lowell Nelson yesterday, and then I was able to ask Sheriff Mack about it on today's show, Brighteon. We believe that they're implementing the war on drugs all wrong. They're promoting drugs or denying drugs, but in either case, the way they're going about it advocates for more drugs. It's a sad tale. Anyway, just thought I'd bring that to your attention. All right. We also were with Dr. Scott Bradley yesterday. And we talked about a bunch of different things with him. We talked about Steve Baker. That's this gentleman, the Blaze reporter, that reported on January the 6th and did a stellar job. They don't like what he's putting out, so they want retribution. He's been reporting on January 6th and got handcuffed and charged. It's a disgrace. Blaze News, Steve Baker got released from jail or released from the courthouse after his arrest over his January the 6th reporting. Anyway, thought I'd bring that to your attention. We're trying to get Steve released, right? We know Trump had a big win in the ballot case yesterday. He could not be disqualified from the ballot. That's good news, but why did they wait so long? Right? All right, anyway, the CDC now says, hey, people with COVID don't need to isolate for 5 days anymore. The science is the same, but the reality is different. Okay, well, do you trust the CDC? I certainly don't with anything they've lied about and said. They've admitted social distancing wasn't real. It was not even scientifically backed. When they said follow the science, they were absolutely lying to you. All right, momentum builds around the most conservative boycotts yet. What are we talking about? Walgreens and CVS. Yeah, Douglas Golden over at Western Journal reports this piece. The two largest pharmacy chains in the United States, CVS and Walgreens, plan to start selling the abortion pill Microstone in certain states later in March. The decision comes after the FDA has been promoting abortions and allowing abortion pills to be sold. It's Mefrostone, I guess is how you say it. Anyway, basically, the FDA is allowing the drug to be sent into states via the United States Post Office, where states have outlawed these pills, these murder medications. Anyway, there you have it. Trump still considering Texas Governor Greg Abbott to be his running mate. We need to know soon who Donald Trump is going to pick for his running mate, folks. The sooner the better. Sadly, people have to vote for him in the primary without knowing who his running mate would be. TuneIn launching their, quote, election channel ahead of Super Tuesday. They want everybody to get great election news. I wonder how that'll turn out, huh? We also talked about the appeals court overturned January 6th defendant's sentence, potentially impacting dozens of other cases. Jack Phillips with the Western Journal on that piece. The judge concluded that, quote, any interference with Congress's certification of the 2020 electoral votes isn't tantamount to a sentence enhancement. So the government tried to look at all these sentences based on all these different things. The court said no. Federal government, you're wrong on that. You can't just enhance everybody's sentence willy-nilly. That's not the way it works. So Mr. Brock's case, this is the guy that won this thing where they're not going to give an enhanced sentence. Listen carefully. Mr. Brock's sentence under the statute will be, quote, vacated and will be remanded to the Supreme or to the court for resentencing. That's good news too, right? The DOJ, believe it or not, has often asked judges to apply the enhancement charges to the defendants, saying that the congressional session on January the 6th, 2021, to count electoral votes was the same as a judicial proceeding. The judge said, no, you can't get away with all those enhancements. We're not doing that. Believe it or not, it was an Obama. Believe it or not, it was an Obama-appointed judge, too. Right? What's happening with that? All right, now Jack Smith, as he continues to go after Donald Trump, Jack Smith pushes court to not ask jurors how they voted in 2020. Why not, Jack? What are you afraid of, buddy? Because if they all voted for Joe Biden, I don't know that we can have a jury that's all based on Joe Biden, right? Can we, Jack? See, I don't think so. If they all voted for Biden or they all voted for Obama or whatever in the past and they hate Trump and they're never Trumpers, you think he's going to get a fair trial there? I think they need to move Donald Trump's cases out of Washington, D.C., out of New York, out of South Carolina. They're too hot. He won't get a fair shake at all. That's the problem with that. Anyway, shame on Jack Smith pushing the court to say, we don't want to know how the voters voted. I think we do want to know that. That's paramount to know. Right? Anyway, controversial criminal case against Donald Trump set to implode, writes WorldNet Daily, WND.com with this piece. They're basically saying, look, this Fannie Willis thing is a clown show. They've really destroyed the whole case against the Donald. When is it going to go away? When are they going to move to kick Fannie and Nathan out? The judge says in a couple of weeks, I'll do it. Trump's attorneys submitted a filing that allegedly shows Willis and Wade exchange more than 2,000 cell phone calls and more than 12,000 text messages in the months leading up to him hiring her, or her hiring him, I should say. So this is interesting because now Trump's attorney is submitting all this facts on the case. They say in the first 11 months of 2021, before they even got together, that's according to the Washington Times, cell phone records show that Wade visited the Atlanta area neighborhood where Fannie lives nearly three dozen times before he was hired as the prosecutor. So they lied. They got caught in their lies. Now, I want to talk about this a little bit more because there's a link here that most people don't realize relating to election fraud. I'll point it out in mere seconds on your radio.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Today is Super Tuesday, the biggest day of the 2024 election nominating cycle.
Results will be announced in 16 states and American Samoa. It's a big day for former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, who so far has only won one Republican contest in Washington, D.C. The number of delegates on the table will be a big boost for the winners. Former President Trump and President Biden are the favored frontrunners. I'm Dave Collins.
Congressional leaders are unveiling the text of a government funding bill aimed to pass and prevent a shutdown before the Friday deadline. USA's John Schaefer.
The legislation is more than 1,000 pages in length, and it's designed to fund the government until October. It encompasses six bills forged through negotiations between the House and Senate and backed by President Biden. House Republicans are considering a vote on Wednesday utilizing an expedited procedure. That's according to a leadership aide. Subsequently, the bill would proceed to the Senate, where it will require swift approval and the support of 60 votes for passage.
NFL star Jason Kelce announcing his retirement from football. He made that announcement at a news conference in Philadelphia on Monday.
13 seasons in Philadelphia, and I look back on a career filled with ups and downs.
Kelce was drafted by the Eagles in the sixth round of the 2011 NFL draft, contributing to their victory in Super Bowl 52. For weeks, many in the NFL world had speculated about Kelce's pending retirement. He's becoming more of a household name with a successful new podcast and a documentary about his family life. Women's college basketball phenom Caitlin Clark of the Iowa Hawkeyes has now topped legend Pete Maravich's record to become the NCAA's all-time points record holder in Division I college basketball. This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Former President Trump hailed...
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
We'll be right back.
All right. Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio. Hard-hitting talk always at your fingertips. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Hard-hitting talk. Liberty. Roundtable.com. LovingLiberty.net. BradyOnRadio.com. And a whole lot more. Spread the word. Share the love, would you please? Taylor Swift encouraging people to go to the polls today. I agree with her. A lot of people thought she was going to go ahead and back Biden and use the Super Bowl and everything else. And she worked for the CIA and all. It's all bogus, folks. It isn't true. Don't fall for it. Jack Smith pushes court not to ask jurors how they voted in 2020. What are you afraid of, Jack? Huh? Yeah, controversial case against Donald Trump set to implode. We're talking about the Fannie Willis, Nathan Wade scandal. Trump's attorneys submitted a filing. Now listen carefully. Submitted a filing that allegedly shows, I'm going to take out allegedly on this thing because it shows, folks. It's not allegedly, right? That Willis and Wade exchanged more than 2,000 cell phone calls and nearly 12,000 text messages. But here's where the plot thickens even further. In the first 11 months of 2021, turns out, according to the Washington Times, cell phone records, did you hear me? Cell phone records show Wade visited the Atlanta area neighborhood where Fannie Willis lives more than 36 times. Now, here's the take home for you. Remember how 2,000 mules came out? And they said, yeah, listen, we can track cell phones and we can see how many times the cell phone goes by the voting box. And we see over and over and over the same cell phone going to the voting box and putting ballots in. We see the cameras. We see it over and over and over. And the mainstream press literally lost their minds. And they said, oh, my gosh, how dare you? That look, you can't. Cell phone records don't show what they're claiming. It isn't true. It doesn't work. It's not. And how many stories have I found since their lies, trying to debunk Katherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips' True the Vote and the 2000 Mules movie, right? They tried to debunk it, but I give you story after story after story to show it's the truth. So listen carefully. If I say that cell phone records can show you going by a voting box over and over and over and over, and an extreme amount of times. And you say, no, that's bogus. You can't do that, Sam. It doesn't work like that. Then how do they know that Nathan Wade's cell phone went in the proximity of Fannie Willis's neighborhood over 36 times over and over and over? Huh? How do they know that? The answer is because the technology does work. It is reliable, and it did prove that Nathan went to Fannie's house over and over and over and over. They had sex in the, quote, office and everything else. It's just a disgrace. But if they know that, which I agree they do, then they can't debunk the point that Katherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips made, right? You can't have it both ways, people, is what I'm trying to tell you. You just can't do that, right? Anyway, I find that fascinating how they debunk this when they want to. Anyway, but they don't have a... anyway, it's just amazing. So the answer is it's true. The answer is the technology works. The answer is the government uses it when they want to. But if we use it and prove something, then they want to debunk it and claim it's not true. They lie again and got caught, right? All right, I was on TV for my TV show with Bridie on. I had Lance Migliaccio and George Ballantyne with me, the big MIG folks. And we talked about the tip of the spear. If liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people things they don't want to hear. We talked about the rise of the do-nothing vacation. More travelers say they just simply want to hang out. They don't want to go anywhere. They don't want to do anything. They just want to chill. Anyway, we also talked about the early stages effects of illegal migrant invasion. We talked about all these different arrests and stuff like that and rapes and pillage and plunder that these illegals are having on our society. And it's getting worse by the day. Now, U.S. immigration and law enforcement are basically having to admit the illegal activity, right? So there you have that. They try to pretend that it's not happening. We also played a rap made by Jordan Peterson, This rapper is called Hi-Rez. Hi-Rez, the rapper, Jordan Peterson, Donald Trump, and Joe Biden made a song about cleaning your room. It's actually quite good. It's not really Donald, and it's not, it's AI. But it's interesting, nevertheless. All right. Uncommitted beats Joe Biden in Dearborn, Michigan primary. So Uncommitted beat Joe Biden. Folks, people are that down on the current president, if you can call him that, right? Anyway, now the Pentagon is investigating over 50 cases of theft, fraud, and corruption linked to Ukraine aid. This is disaster, folks. Now we're seeing more and more and more evidence that it's completely bogus. We're funding this, the Ukraine, and now we're finding there's just fraud and trouble everywhere. I mean, it's a disgrace, folks. All right, I asked the question, why do we produce nothing but use everything in our society? That seems to be something that we do quite often. We talked about Wendy's surge pricing last week as well. I don't know if you know, but Wendy's is putting together this, quote, new normal, according to Time.com. What's going to happen with that, huh? We also talked about this former MSNBC host, Mehdi Hassan, launching their own network. He announced the launch of his new media network, and they call it Zedio, which he said will, quote, get to the truth. I'm back with a whole new media company. In fact, Hassan said, it's my own media company, because he realizes. Now, they say that this Zedio is an ancient Greek word that goes back to Socrates and Plato, which means to seek out, to inquire, to get to the truth. Well, my response is I support anybody who really wants to get to the truth. I commend them. Good for them. Many people don't really want to get to the truth. They just claim they do. And I find fascinating these mainstream press people that all get eventually fired. They start out, get rich. They're the rock stars in the room. They get household famous names. And then they get sideways with their networks because they want to start to stand up and tell the truth. Tucker, right? All these different people. And what I find fascinating is they don't really tell you the truth when they're working with the man, because they can't, but they're getting a big paycheck. Eventually, they want to tell the truth, though, and the truth wins out. I wish these people had enough integrity in the beginning to tell the truth in the start. The only problem is they wouldn't be household names if they did that. That's kind of where I find myself. Struggling for relevance in many ways because I'm not willing to ride for the brand or tell the tale of the deep state, right? Anyway, RFK Jr. gives endorsement. An incredible successor saying that Rand Paul, yeah, the Kentucky from Senator, has the enough honesty and integrity to do a great job. What am I talking about? I'm talking about replacing, what's that guy's name? Mitch McConnell for, Majority Speaker of the Senate kind of a thing, or majority whatever of the Senate. So I agree with RFK Jr. on this. And RFK Jr. struggling for relevance, ladies and gentlemen, sadly so. He can't get on the ballot in many states. And this is the problem that I'm having again. If you can't get on the ballot in most states and you have a popular family name, you're virtually a household name by family, and people need to get to know you. You're the author of multiple books, and you can't even get on your own ballot in the primary election for the Democrats, so you have to go independent, and now you're still struggling to get on the ballot? Something is wrong with America when that happens, ladies and gentlemen. Something is seriously, seriously wrong. All right, we had on Beth Ann Schoenberg, fellow talk show host. She does a show called Common Sense Conversations. Great show, by the way. Dear friend of mine, Beth Ann Schoenberg. She's an author. She wants to put common sense back into the conversation. CSCTalkRadio.com is her website. Well, anyway, we talked a lot about her book last week. Beth Ann is author of the book, The American crisis continues. And boy, howdy, is she right about that. Bring America home is what the remainder of the title is. So the American crisis continues. Bring America home. Copyright. I agree with that 100%. Bring America home. That is the answer to so many problems we face. The book elaborates on many of today's crises in America. The illegal invasion, insurrections, lawlessness, climate change, the dishonest cry for democracy. Yeah, you need to look at our founding fathers and understand that belief in God is the core to the founding of our nation. Quick pause. I've got more in seconds on your radio.
Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
All right, time flies when you're having fun on Super Tuesday, baby. Anyway, we're talking about Beth Ann Schoenberg, her book, and her incredible talk show, Common Sense Conversations, CSCTalkRadio.com. Doing a great job. And we talked about her Beyond the Microphone, is what she calls it. It's her fifth segment. It's written, not radio. But it's on Substack. The fifth segment, she does a great job on that. Her Substack is BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com. And just tremendous information there from Beth Ann. She wrote an article that says, Dear President, can we talk? And she wants to talk about illegal immigration and do what we can to get rid of that. All right. We also, last week, had on our guest, Michael Harrison. He's the founder and president of Talkers Magazine, the Bible of Talk Radio and the New Talk Media. Check it out if you want to keep up on what's going on there. Talkers.com is where you go there. And me and Michael chatted about the history of radio and specifically talk radio and how the original social media was indeed talk radio, baby. And I was there right at the start of it, and so was Michael. We also talked about this incredible song they created. Headline says, Driven by Talk Radio. Gun Hill, it's this band that Michael's in. Driven by Talk Radio, Gun Hill Road, song called Idiots, continues to resonate on the internet. Talkers.com. So you've literally got music being promoted by Talk Radio, Talk Radio promoted by music. The synergism. Anyway, have you heard Back When My Hair Was Short? It was an original 1972 version that Michael and his band put together years and years and years ago. Just great, great stuff, in my opinion. Anyway, it was delightful to have Michael Harrison on the radio. He's a stand-up guy, and I'm really, really impressed how he's managed to run this talk radio magazine, talk radio, you know, the Bible of talk radio, if you will. I don't see how he does that and stays out of the controversies. But he does a brilliant job. He just simply reports on what's going on, keeps his nose clean, stays out of it. It's something that I believe is really a testament to you can be civil in society. It's a testament to you can be kind and gentle, and you don't have to take the bait and attack people and get all crazy. Michael Harrison has done it. What, Talkers was founded in 1990, so he's done it for, what is that, 35 years? 34 years, I guess. Anyway, tremendous job by Michael Harrison. I think the guy's just a great, great guy. All right. There's a problem in America, folks, and it's getting worse. Skyrocketing. The number of attacks on Christian churches explodes, writes WorldNet Daily. They have a big article about them. It's on Christians and on churches explodes. It's a sad tale, but you're going to see more and more and more of it as a nation turns away from God. You're going to see more and more of these natural and man-made disasters going on. Sierra Nevada's 7 foot of snow and it continues to snow. You've heard Southern California just devastated by floods and slow moving El Nino or whatever they're called, you know, disasters and fires going on. You got these fires in Texas, the big second biggest fire in Texas's history going on. And you're going to see skyrocketing attacks on Christians. Write it down. Remember who told you that's happening. And we pray that it doesn't. Predict that it will unless we turn to God and repent. We also talked about Joe Biden intends to sign UN gun ban. Folks, Rand Paul has been speaking out about this quite boldly for a long time, and I commend him for it. And I'm speaking out about it. I know you think a gun ban can't happen because Congress won't approve it or give their consent. Joe doesn't intend to pay attention to Congress. Joe just intends to take the law into his own hands and do whatever he wants to do. Joe wants to create a nail in the coffin with when it comes to your right to keep and bear arms, and we have got to speak out and stop him. Talk to your congressmen and senators today and tell them, look, no gun bans. You call a halt to this con game by Joe. If he does so, he's acting criminal, and you need to charge him for his criminal activity. Be polite but persistent when you call 202-225-3121. That's 202-225-3121. Biden intends to sign UN gun ban. Shame on Joe. Shame on Joe, right? I'm going to put shame on Joe in my headline even. Shame on Joe. Biden intends to sign UN gun ban. He has no authority, folks. Remember that. No authority whatsoever. All right. I want to talk about this headline. Could Democrats decertify Trump victory in 2024 is the question mark. And I think the answer is yes. So they mocked Donald Trump and they mocked all the people that went to January the 6th, right? And they said, how dare you, you know, you're trying to overturn the election. I don't believe that Donald Trump was trying to overturn the election. I believe what happened was they believe there was vote fraud, right? And as a result, they wanted to, as far as I can tell, highlight that fact and have Congress look into it. And Donald Trump was literally telling everybody, look into this election fraud. We were all looking into it. We all felt like there was a problem, right? All of us. And they said that, you know, Donald wouldn't accept the results, that he was trying to fraudulently overturn the results. That's not true. That's not true at all, folks. He was using his authority as president, which he has the right to do, to dig into election fraud if he believes there's, you know, why did Congress never dig into that and get to the bottom of it? Forget the president for a second. Donald was trying to. Why didn't Congress? You ought to really be asking yourself that question. But I bring it up because I am convinced that they're trying to just attack Donald over this, possibly put President Trump in jail over this. But Democrats might decertify Trump victory in 2024. Yeah, what if they do that? What if they take the same page out of the playbook? Remember, Democrats are the ones that said there was election fraud back in the Hanging Chad days of Florida. And they had to go to the Supreme Court to decide who was going to win, right? They've been asserting election fraud since then. It's only recently when Donald asserts election fraud that now they're backing away from it and saying there's no fraud. They've highlighted, same thing with the border. When Donald's for protecting the border, they used to be for protecting the border. Hillary Clinton and all of them. And now they're backing off of all these, okay? People's memories are short. You got to study the truth. And I'm telling you right now that it's a serious, serious, serious concern that the Democrats or the liberals or the deep state, whatever you want to say, if Donald Trump does win in November, they will work to try to decertify the election. Think about that. Can we ever have any honest election again? I think the only way we can have honest elections again is if we have same-day voting, paper ballots, certified under the penalty of perjury, separate totals for each precinct, reported locally to their precinct first, and then reported nationally. And then we need a table that breaks it down precinct by precinct, state by state. So in my precinct, if they say there was, you know, 721 votes total, and this many went to this person, this many went to that person, that I can quickly check on the national level and make sure that my vote count matches and that it's right. We need paper trail. We need same-day voting. We need paper ballots. We need, under the penalty of perjury, vote watchers that will keep track of this and swear under the penalty of perjury. And then we need the totals to be doubled down locally, precinct, before they ever go anywhere. A total. And then we need to say, does that total match when it comes to, when it rolls up to the tabulated results, state by state and nationwide? I really beg we the people will get to the bottom of this election issue. It's one of the most fundamental obligations of we the people in our constitutional republic. We must vote. We must let our feelings and our views and our be known. And some would say, well, Sam, you're not even voting in the primary. I know, because I don't belong to a party. So I can't vote in the Republican primary. I'm not a Republican. I can't vote in the Democratic Party. I'm not a Democrat. Is there a primary for independent Americans right now? Not when half of them can't get on the ballot. There's not. See? Another example of election fraud. I don't want to be part of a party. The party's over. The founding fathers warned us against parties. Why should I embrace partisan politics at all? It's just a question for each of you. Why should I do that? I don't think that I should. I think that I should reject parties, and especially reject the spirit of party. You go study the founding fathers, folks. And you'll see what I'm talking about. Now, a lot of people are saying if Donald Trump gets convicted, his big lead could vanish overnight. Now they're saying that's wishful thinking from those who don't want Donald Trump to be elected. To what levels will they go? Let me ask that again. To what levels will they go to make sure Donald Trump is not your president next go-round? We better be cognizant of this, folks. We better be aware. And we better demand honesty, integrity, and transparency. That's who we are. I need your help in doing so. All hands on deck is what I'm saying to you, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. We declare this nation shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. God save the Republic of the United States of America.